discussing the qualities, 64 qualities of Krishna, which are part of the Vibhav. We heard yesterday how Krishna's ruchira, he gives bliss and taste to the, bliss to the eyes, happiness and bliss to the eyes when one sees Krishna, and he thrills the heart with a special delight of joy when he grants his darshan. And we read another example also. Now we're on quality four, Krishna Tejas. Krishna's Teja. The wise say that there are two meanings of Tejas. One means effulgence, and the other means conquering the enemy. Tejas means Dham, effulgence, and Prabhav, conquering the enemy. By Dham, Dham refers to effulgence. And here's an example of Krishna's guna, or quality of being Teja, or Teja, the Dham, or the abode of effulgence. Ambaramani Nikurambam Vidambayan Apimarichikale Harivakshasi Ruchi Nivede Maniradayam Udir Ivaspurati. Although Krishna's Kaustubha jewel, the king of all jewels, puts the sun to shame by its own shining rays, it appears only like a twinkling star on the effulgent chest of the Lord, which shines much brighter than the Kaustubha money. Prabhav refers to Krishna's capacity to conquer all others. What was the verse? Duratastam avalokya madhavam komalangam api ranga mandale pravat bhuta bunjantaro piso kamsa mala nivaha saviyate. Seeing Madhava with his tender body from a distance in the wrestling arena, all the wrestlers of Kamsa, though endowed with chests that were as vast and hard as mountains, they became agitated with fear. The softest things can wear away the hardest objects. Humility wears away the hard heart of pride. If someone shows gentle, humble behavior towards a proud person, his pride will melt. So this soft, Krishna's body is described as komala angam. Komala angam, very soft, gentle limbs, tender. So his soft, gentle limbs actually defeated the hardest thunderbolt, hard mountains of the chest of the mala, Mathura mala, the governor, the wrestlers in Kamsa's Rangashala, wrestling arena. Balayan, this is the fifth quality. Pranayana mahata porno balayan niti katayate. Balayan means filled with great strength, bala. Vashivindya girito pikarishtam daitya pungavam uragram arishtam chulakantam iva pinditam arat pundarika nayano vinu dodha. Look! Lotus-eyed Krishna has thrown that greatest of demons, Arista, to a faraway place as if he was a ball of cotton. And it's described at Vindhya that that body of Arista was heavier than the entire Vindhya mountain range. Well, that's heavy. It says in a Bhagavatam, or maybe Vishnu Puran, his body, his hump on the body was tickling the clouds. This hump, it was so high. Unbelievable. There's another example. Vamas tamara sakshasya bhuja danda sapatuva krida kandukatam yena nit. May the left hand of lotus-eyed Krishna, which lifted Govardhan like a play ball, Krida Kandukatam. Kandukatam means ball, and Krida means play. So these are all examples of Krishna's great strength. Then this is the sixth quality that Krishna's, this particular age that he manifests, it's a vyas, it's a junction. He's not a boy, he's not a man. He's a boy man. He has all the erotic attraction of a man and all the tender innocence of a boy. Nice combination. Vayaso vividatve pi sarva bhakti rasashraya dharmi kishora evatra nitya nana vilasavan. Nana vilasavan. Nitya nana. He possesses eternal varieties. He's a van, he's a Bhagavan. He's, we talk Bhagavan, Ram, Bhagavan, Vishnu. Okay, but we worship Vilasavan. We worship Vilasavan Shyam. He's Ram, he's Nrisimha, he's everything. But moreover, he's more because he's full of Vilas. And those Vilas, those loving intimate pastimes, they manifest in newer and newer ways eternally with newer and newer devotees eternally. Because there's always a newcomer coming into his Leela and interacting with him. Nityanana Vilasavan. Dharmi Kishore. And so there's translation here. Though Krishna is endowed with all ages, which become most excellent at the age of Kishore, the ever fresh endowed with all pastimes, manifesting all good qualities in the shelter of all rasas. At that age, which has those qualities, that Kishore age, he's ever fresh, and he's endowed with all pastimes, Vilasavan, manifests all good qualities, vividhatve, and he's the shelter of all rasas. Bhakti ras ashraya. There's a verse describing his quality of avayas. Tadatva biv yak tikrita tarani maramba ravasam smita srinir duta spurad Amala Raka Pati Madam Drondan Chat Pash Ashuga Navakala Meduram Idam Murarer Marayam Manasi Madirak Shir Madayati. Poetic. This is written obviously by Rupa. Rupa Goswami has all these Sanskrit verses that don't have actual references. Many of them do, which aren't mentioned here, but many of them are also written directly from the heart of Rupa Manjari, Rupa Goswami. Murarer Madaram Manasi Madarakshir Madayati. Beautiful. Filled with the joy of recently manifested youth, the sweetness of Murari Madhurya, defeating the spotless full moon, with the effulgence of his smile, and made soft with a hint of fresh sports of Cupid, gives great joy to the minds of the sweet-eyed gopis. This is the Madira. Madira means honey. I mean, actually means liquor. Madira. So the Akshi. So the, it's describing the Madhyati. It says that gopis, Krishna's gopis are described Madira Akshi, their eyes are intoxicated with the wine of Eros. Their eyes, they have an intoxicated look with the wine of Eros, or erotic sentiments and desires to please Krishna. And so this is how Rupa Goswami is. That sweetness, because they take that sweetness of Murari through their eyes. What happens is, it says Murari Madhuri. The gopis look at this form of Krishna, this beautiful, sweet form of Krishna, this youthful form, 15 years, 9 months, 7.5 days, this eternal youthful form, dashing and gallant, sweet and innocent, tender and romantic. And then that form, that sweetness, that honey, madhu means honey, enters their eyes, then it mixes with their anurag. And when that sweetness mixes with their anurag, then it becomes liquor. It becomes wine. It becomes madira. Madira. Then it's not that when their eyes contact that sweet form of Krishna, then they're madirakshi. Because on one side he's described the object of their vision as madhuri murari. So this, he's murari, he's full of sweetness. And what is the effect of that sweetness if somebody sees him that has pure love in their heart of madhurya bhav? Well, here's the example he gives right here. Murari madhurya manasi madhira shir madhyati. Another way you can take it is that when the gopis see that sweet honey form of the Lord, and they take him with, embrace him within their minds, it creates an intoxicating effect, and they become mudda, they become mad. So on that intoxicatingly sweet note, this verse is cited in order to show the supreme position of the greatest ras, Shringha ras, which most beautifully displays Krishna's Kaishor Roop. That's an interesting point. That's Shiva Goswami's commentary on this quality of Krishna Vayas, Kaishor age. That he has all these qualities of ever freshness and Vilasavan and good qualities and Rasa Shraya. But when that, all those qualities of his youth, when they mix with the Sringara Ras of the gopis, then that's the fullest expression of his Kaishor Roop and the true meaning of the definition. Prabhupada describes Krishna's quality of vayas, ever youthful, like this. Krishna is beautiful at his different ages. He's beautiful in his Balya Leela, in his childhood. He's beautiful in his Poganda Leela, in his boyhood. And he's beautiful in his Kaishor Leela, youthful Leela. But of these three interims of incredible beauty, Krishna's youth is a reservoir of all pleasures. And that is the time when the highest varieties of bhakti are acceptable. At that age, Krishna Kishore, Krishna is full with all transcendental qualities, and he's engaged in his transcendental pastimes. Therefore, devotees have accepted the beginning of his youth as the most attractive feature in ecstatic love. Shringara Ras. That's what that means. At this age, Krishna is described as follows. This is Prabhupada's translation of that verse. The force of Krishna's youth was combined with his beautiful smile, which defeated the beauty of the full moon. He was always nicely dressed, in beauty surpassing even Cupid.